All right, so as she said, I'm Haley Dykes, and I'm from the University of Wisconsin-River Falls, and I'm a junior, and my project was on fungicide application to corn in southern Minnesota. So just our objective for my project was to determine the effectiveness of the application of fungicide on the cornfield. And so fungicide is just a chemical compound used to kill fungi or fungal spores. Some of the benefits of applying fungicide, disease control is one of the main ones. Water use efficiency increases. There's also found to be an increase in yield. The benefits of this can also be dependent on the weather. So like up in southeastern Minnesota, where I'm from, we've had pretty wet summers and warm. So diseases tend to thrive pretty well in those conditions. It's also dependent on the previous crop. So if there is corn residue or soybean residue, different diseases can live in those residues. Hybrid resistance, history disease in that field, and also optimal timing of application for corn and for fungicide would be full tassel through the R3 stage. So just some other studies. Study in Iowa found applications of fungicide at R1 reduced northern corn leaf blight severity by 30% and resulted in greater yields as compared with non-spray control. And this is significant to my study because I found northern corn leaf blight in one of my fields, and we also sprayed at, it was between tassel and R1. So the fungicide I used on my project was Trivapro. It's a broad spectrum preventative fungicide, and it's formulated as sesquiemulchin, which is just basically a mixture of water and soluble active ingredients, which are dispersed in an aqueous solution. And Trivapro has three modes of action, which I will talk about later. And some of the crops that they use it on are corn, soybeans, rye, wheat, barley, oats, and triticale. And some of the diseases it covers is anthracnose, gray leaf spot, northern and southern corn leaf blights, as well as rust, powdery mildew, and blights. So some of the modes of action for Trivapro. So the Strobularium fungicides, which are group 11, which inhibits the fungal mitochondrial respiration processes. Also DMI fungicides, which are group 3. It prevents sterols, which are needed in fungal walls. And then the carboxamides, which are group 7, which inhibits fungal respiration as well. So this is my project field. It is located in Brownsville, Minnesota, which is the southeastern corner of Minnesota. It basically just has a corn and soybean rotation every year. And so the farmer that I scouted for, he's never applied fungicide before to any of his fields. So my boss was like, well, just go out and see what you can find in his fields. And I scouted probably 7 or so. And in all of his fields, I found gray leaf spot and common rust. But in this particular field, I found northern corn leaf blight. So we just talked. I was also a sales and marketing intern, so I went with and I just explained to the farmer what I saw in his fields, and we were like, oh, well, maybe we'll try fungicide and see if it'll take care of it. So in this particular field, we had ground applied Trivapro at 13.7 ounces per acre at the VT stage. And then also, this is the planting map. The green is one of the varieties that has a high response to fungicide, and then the red is a low response. So we just didn't even spray that because there's not going to be much of a response to the fungicide. So just a little bit about each disease that I found. Northern corn leaf blight is a fungal disease, and symptoms usually are pale gray to tan cigar-shaped lesions, and they can be anywhere from 1 to 6 inches or greater, and they're not restricted by leaf veins. And usually in wet, humid climates, when the water sits on the leaf surface for a long time, this disease can progress very rapidly. And we've had a lot of rain days this whole summer, so it definitely progressed pretty good in this field. It can also overwinter in corn debris and high residues. This disease can be the most severe if it's affecting the top part of the plant. So especially during ear fill and pollination, the most severe, when this disease gets the most severe, it can actually reduce yields up to 30%. Another disease which I found in all of the farmers' fields is gray leaf spot, which I've also found this in basically every field that I've ever scouted during the summer. It's pretty common. which some of the symptoms is just small necrotic spots, and they turn into rectangular tan-gray lesions, and usually in climates with warm temps, high humidity, and extended periods of wetness, they can be found, and it also can be found in high residue farming, and it overwinters in debris. So common rust is another disease that I found in the corn. This is also super common, usually found in moist or cool conditions, but I've found it basically every year, either scouting for the co-op or even at our own cornfields we've seen it. Usually the symptoms are initial brown spots on the leaves. They can elongate into pustules, which they're not super long, but they're usually cinnamon brown in color and appear on the lower and upper leaf surfaces. And they are usually spread from wind-blown spores from the south. And they're usually only problematic more in seed production and sweet corn. So this is the project field that I showed earlier. So this is just the NDVI image taken from the end of September. So the red line there is where the fungicide application stops. So to the west of that red line is where we applied fungicide. And the purple box is the part we did not, well, anything east of the red line we did not spray, but the purple box is outlining the variety that was not very, had a low response to the fungicide, so we just didn't even spray that. But you can see in the red and yellow part there, which has like an NDVI index of 0.5 or so to 0.6, that is actually the variety that has a high response, and just showing the differences there. That part of the field is actually starting to senesce and starting to die off, whereas the rest of the field is still pretty green and has, say, 0.67 to 0.7 for the green areas. So it's just kind of significantly different visibly in there on the imagery. And then this was also some of the comparisons that I made actually going out and scouting the field. So there was still a little bit of disease in the fungicide application, but not nearly as much as in the untreated section. And this is in the same high responsive variety. And then this is just another example of two of the other farmers' fields. So the blue outline is they only made one pass in that field with fungicide application, and it's showing an NDVI reading of 0.83 to 0.86 in that area, which it just is a stark difference from where the rest of the field is. And then the other field on the right is just totally applied fungicide. So yield estimation and data. What I did was I measured off 1/1000th of an acre, and all of this farmer's fields are 20 inch rows. So I took samples off of the 5th, 10th, and 15th, and the 20th ears, and I counted kernels per ear and averaged it out. And I did 6 replications in the applied and 6 replications in the unapplied in the same high response variety. So my yield estimations, on the untreated section, I got about 193 bushels per acre average. And then the treated, I found 196.72 bushels average. For the standard error, I was finding in the untreated section, it was about 11 to 12. And then in the treated sections, it was about 22. So I don't believe that this is super significant, because I need to do a little bit more replications. And also, it would have been beneficial to do multiple test strips throughout one field and then replicate that through many fields. So, and I also need to get the yield data, which they are still harvesting those fields. So I won't get that for another week or so. So other than that, are there any questions? Yes.
So just going to the farmer now.
Mm-hmm.
Farmer see this, and what was his reaction?
He thought it was pretty awesome. So, just from,
do you think he's got a problem or not?
Well, from disease or, no, he just wanted to see, because also the fungicide has also found significant yield increases. So, down in that area last year, it was actually by accident, one farmer, which is his neighbor, he wasn't even supposed to have his field sprayed at all, and so it was applicator error. They sprayed this entire field and found a 30 bushel increase per acre. So he just wanted to try out the fungicide, I guess, more to say. He knew that he had corn or gray leaf spot and rust, but I don't think he necessarily thought he had a disease issue.
Okay.
You talked about wanting to move forward and do additional replication. How would you design that for the step of the experiment?
I would probably take, so the one variety that has high response, I would have just taken that and put probably 3 or 4 strips in the field and just left them throughout instead of just having only a little 1 10-acre test strip. And then also, instead of just having that one field, do it several fields throughout the area to get more accurate. Thank you.